to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us on this beautiful Thursday morning. As many of you guys know, I am making my way back to Austin. Swamp territory was exciting for the week, but we are trying to get back. And it's been crazy. You know, we report on how crappy the airlines are, but let me just tell you, cancellations, delays, it's happening still. Even though the government's reopened, it just lets you know that all these airlines aren't up to par these days. There were several delays, several cancellations. And so it was quite the eventful trip back. But I will be making my way back, of course, into the studio by later today. So it will be good. We'll be back in studio for tomorrow's show. In the meantime, though, I'm taking your calls in the second half of this hour. So let's say you want to talk about a story that we've covered on the show thus far. We like to keep it relevant to the news topics. Give us a call right now. We look forward to hearing from you, of course, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. In about 29 minutes, I'll be taking your call. Okay, so call in now. Get on the lines. Get on hold. And we will go down the list of callers. So do just that right now. Again, we want to keep it relevant to the news topics, and I want to get to all the callers. So let's keep it lean. I know some people call and they want to talk 10 plus. No, we got to keep it down 3 minutes so I can get through everyone. All right, folks, we've got a lot going on there. Give me a call if you can. In the meantime, though, I've got a lot more stories I'm diving into. We're still keeping our eye on the pipe bomber story. Like I said, NBC, Fox News also just naming a suspect, but it's from their sources, not from the FBI directly, no court filings. I wait, and here's why. Again, I'm pretty sure it was an NBC report where they showed the wrong mass shooter, and then all of these outlets who shared that same report were sued following that. Interesting enough, again, I even think NBC was able to get out of it because they only went after conservatives. So again, folks, I got my eye on that. We're going to keep you in the loop. A lot going on there. A lot more happening, of course, too, as well. You know, we're doing our very, very best, but I'm reaching out. I actually reach out to the FBI. If I find out the name, if this is true, I will let you know. I'm also keeping my eye on court documents as well. We got a lot going on that front too. Again, we're going to be taking your calls in the second part of the show. I'm also going to be digging into a lot of other topics, a lot of other interesting topics, like Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar, she's asked about Somalian fraud. Guess what happens? She blames COVID. So we'll bring you the very latest on that. I've got that great soundbite. Also, President Trump continues to not back down and continue to call Somalia garbage. Interesting, of course. So we'll play that. The media is acting outraged too, but they will not tell you about the one time Joe Biden did the very same. Actually, it wasn't one time, it was multiple times. And so I've got that clip for you as well. We'll be playing that in a little bit too. Plus, interesting enough, the Minneapolis mayor, he's trying to do his very best and says that he's trying to clamp down through an executive order to ban federal agents. Little does he know that the local officials and state officials don't really apply. So we'll see about that in just a little bit. We'll also be talking about a couple of other great stories, criticism about the FBI as well. That is a very interesting story. Cash Patel coming out and denying all of it. He's denying the report. I've got that soundbite. Miranda Devine is one of the best. She's one of the best. So I'll bring you the latest on that as well. Plus, the Pennsylvania governor also calling out Cash Patel. Kamala Harris. So don't go anywhere. There's more to discuss in just a few moments. We've got a lot to unpack. Give me a call, too. We'll be taking your calls in just a few moments.
We have a new product in. and thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're picking up the third hour of the program with a lot more to discuss. Oh, we keep playing the clips, though. It was obviously a very busy week for me. I got more than I want to show you, of course, when I was in the swamp territory, speaking to a lot of Pentagon officials, because now I've been credentialed to cover the Pentagon, which has the left very, very angry, of course. Plus, I also spoke with some of my favorite politicians. I don't have many, but I've got like a small list of people that I truly, truly like. So it was great to have them in studio. Also, thank you to Rumble. Shout out to Rumble. Rumble allowed us to broadcast you all from their studio space that they have in DC. And it's actually a really nice studio. So it was an honor to be there. I'll play some clips for you in just a bit. We're also taking your calls as well. So if you want to call in, you have something to say about the topics we've covered thus far, give me a call. We've got the number for you guys on the screen right now. It's going to be, I guess, maybe like in like 20 minutes. We're taking those calls, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're going to keep it relevant to the stories that we've covered thus far, of course. So definitely give us a call if you'd like to chat. All right. Let's talk about this story. Ilhan Omar, not very happy because President Trump is calling her people out. If you're wondering what I mean by that, well, Somalian people, they claim that they contribute. This is Ilhan Omar's claim. Oh, we're the fabric of this nation. Name one contribution. This is what I would have loved as a follow-up question. Name one contribution, Ilhan Omar, that your people have made, to this country. Just one. Like one positive one. I can name a bunch of negative ones. But give me one positive one. Did you guys create the internet? Like what have you done? Nothing. Why? Well, because average, their IQs are significantly low, about 68. And that's likely due to the fact that there's a lot of inbreeding among Somalians. So that has its effects. But when they do come to this country, they contribute with fraud. And there's a lot of fraud. So again, we're keeping our eye on all of this. But I want to play this clip for you. All right, listen to Ilhan Omar. So she's asked about this. She's asked about, specifically, she's asked about Somalians and why they commit so much fraud. Because they have committed a lot of fraud. And it's not just recently. This has been going on for years now. But she's nervous, doesn't know what to say in clip four. And she blames it on, get this. Well, I'll let her tell you. Take a listen.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
Ah, blaming COVID. Not the fact that this has been going on for years. And we have all the proof with the indictments in the past against Somalians who are accused of fraud. And they're not all accused of taking advantage of any type of COVID-related programs, of course. She knows that. You see, they're low IQ'd, and that's the problem. So in order to get wealth, they have to steal it. And she doesn't want you knowing the truth on that. It's all about denying it, right? Because this is a woman who is just a fraudster herself. She's been accused, allegedly, of course, which I don't understand why we have to continue to say this. But not only that, but I don't understand how she's still in this country, because she's been accused publicly of marrying her own brother to get him citizenship in this country. This has happened on several occasions where she's accused of this. And for some reason, we haven't launched an investigation or revoked her citizenship, denaturalized her, tossed her out. She loves Somalia, and she told us she's ready to live anywhere. So get her out of here. But for some reason, we don't do that. The Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, is a liberal, weak, weak man. But as many of you guys know, this is the guy who, like, cried all over the casket of George Floyd. Well, the mayor has issued an executive order because he's hoping you're just as stupid as he is and you think that this is actually going to mean something. But his executive order is banning federal agents from accessing parking lots, ramps, garages, and vacant areas to perform immigration activities. Wow, that's so brave of him. So brave. It's an absolute joke. Obviously, if you're the mayor of a city, you can't tell federal agents what they can and can't do. It's not going to work. They're also not going to comply. We know DHS takes that stance. They did so in California as well. When the California governor and lawmakers decided to, we're just going to step on your rights as federal agents to wear face coverings so that our radical left-wing terrorists can't dox you and go after your families. Well, that didn't stand. But the media has a big issue, and they keep going, oh, after President Trump, what do you mean by them? As was one journalist asked. And I use that word journalist very, very loosely. But one journalist said, was trying to grill him on the garbage stuff. So he continues to call Somalians garbage, and he continues to call those that we've imported over the last 4 years garbage from third world countries. And they don't like it. Listen to clip five, because he does it again. He's not backing out anytime soon, no matter how hard the corporate media goes after him. Take a listen.
You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. So I feel like I'm listening to my father, by the way. That's how my dad talks. I'm from New York. My dad's obviously Italian, and he always sits at the head of the table. And that's something that he would completely say at the Thanksgiving table, too. Dinner table, Christmas table, like whatever it is. My dad, no problem calling out the nonsense in politics, calling people garbage. And it kind of gave me that type of vibe. But it's not just that also. It also gives me the vibe of Joe Biden. As many of you guys know, he had no problem, and you're going to hear it in clip six, going out there and using terms like garbage to describe people who are Americans. So now they have a problem with it, of course, the corporate media, because referring to foreigners, people that hate this country, as garbage. But when, well, Joe Biden was calling us on the right garbage for supporting President Trump, none of them care. Take a listen to clip six.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is their supporters.
They were okay with that. That was no problem. No problem. They were okay with that. Yeah, I remember that. Remember that. That was actually probably was worse than the deplorable comment from Clinton. But again, this is what happens, right? They do this types of word game with us all the time. I don't care. I'm over it. Let them call these people garbage. They contribute nothing to our society. They are leeches. And we don't need them here. And the worst part is they were also accused, these people are accused of shuffling money back to terrorism in their own countries. So what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And then there's also a numerous amount of sexual assault cases, of course, that are popping up throughout the country. We've highlighted several of them here. which all involve Somalians. Not all, but most of them involve Somalians. So when President Trump calls them garbage, he means it. And we do too. But they've been so aggressive to go after President Trump that it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, again, I'm okay with criticizing the president. We do it here all the time. But they've got nothing. In fact, these people, and when I say these people, I'm referring to the corporate media, in case of a clarification. These people sat back for 4 years and watched as a cold corpse just sat there and just mumbled for 4 years. And they didn't ask any tough questions about it. But now they're really going after President Trump and their health concerns. All of a sudden now they have these concerns about President Trump's health. What am I talking about here? Well, I'm talking about how there's all these reports coming out that they're really concerned about his health. They wanted to see his MRIs. Why does he need an MRI? They were so grilling him. They never did this to Joe Biden. I mean, the guy literally, I mean, I'm 90% certain that he literally pooped his pants on stage. And nobody asked any questions. But now they've got to pretend to be journalists. They're doing just that with President Trump. Take a look at this New York Post article. Exclusively, the New York Post has reported that President Trump is working over 12-hour days. That's his average. So he's working 12 hours a day, according to the Oval Office logs. So that's what they're kind of using to push back on that rebuttal that President Trump is showing signs of fatigue. The previous unpublished private narrative document shows that the president worked roughly 50-hour weeks, not counting any official duties that they may have performed on weekends. That's just significantly better than whatever Joe Biden was doing. And nobody cared. So I'm just over this. Now they're all pretending to be journalists. Because it's convenient. There's no pushback if you're a corporate media journalist and you're going after the president of the United States, being President Trump. Speaking of pushback, as many of you guys know, my girl, I love her to pieces, Miranda Devine over at the New York Post. She's done an incredible job at exposing the Hunter Biden laptop story, which I was told by sources, not from her. I was told by sources that she had to fight tooth and nail to get the New York Post to publish that. I was told by another source that it originally went over to the went to Fox first, that they turned it down, and then it went to the New York Post, which is owned by the Murdochs as well, and that Miranda Devine, in order to get them to publish it, really had to push them. So they published it because of Miranda Devine. Miranda Devine has been an absolute patriot, and it was absolutely disgusting to see Dan Bongino go out there and call her deep state Devine foolish, foolish man. Foolish man. We get it. You're upset. You don't like criticism. And Miranda Devine released a report that criticized them. It pretty much said that they are, which obviously Dan Bongino confirmed directly, that they are heavily involved and constantly on social media to see what people are saying about them, which apparently is true. And that Cash Patel is very superficial. They said that after Charlie Kirk's assassination, that he wouldn't get out in Utah off the plane until he had actually like a raid FBI jacket with certain, I believe it was badges on it. Now, Patel is denying this report. And just keep in mind, too, Miranda Devine's sources behind all of this that say that they're not capable of leading the FBI. They're immature with the social media posts. And Patel cared more about his raid jacket, which I always told you I thought was really strange on why he was always wearing it. This is the guy who told you he was going to turn the Hoover building into a museum, and all of a sudden now he's so prideful in his agency that he runs. Weird. So Cash Patel, like they always do, they only go to the one place where they know it's safe. They turn to Fox News or John Solomon, but this time it's Fox News. And he's denying Miranda Devine's report in clip 7. Listen to how he reacts to Miranda's specific allegations about him refusing to get off the plane without his FBI raid hoodie. Take a listen.
You mentioned the thing about the patches and the gossipy stuff, which I know you laughed it off on Twitter, but on X. But they said, oh, he refused to get off the plane in Utah after Charlie Kirk's assassination because he wanted a better fitting FBI raid jacket. Is that true? And does fashion really make the man, Cash?
It's 100% false. As you know, look, Laura, sadly, I was at 9/11 at Ground Zero in New York City on 9/11 because I was a White House representative honoring those victims and their names being read. You are very familiar with that. Then we made the immediate decision after Charlie got shot in the neck to fly to Utah unexpectedly to lead the manhunt to find the perpetrator in less than 33 hours because the FBI cut video, put it out in a press conference, and these people are worried about what I was wearing and what patches I was wearing. I was honoring my men and women at the FBI. One of my agents handed me a jacket and said, "Hey, boss, you should probably wear this. We're going into the command center." I said I'd be honored to wear that. And then another one handed me the SWAT team badge of the unit that was protecting the area where Charlie was assassinated. I wore that with pride. These people can talk about my appearances all they want, but look at the results. The FBI, this FBI, my FBI, the one that Dan and I are building here under President Trump, is succeeding in ways that no FBI has ever done so before. So the institutionalists and the anonymous reporters from the swamp D.C. bureaucracy are the ones we are crushing. And that's how I know we're winning. And if Eric Swalwell wants to come online and talk about what jacket size I wear, I'm happy to send him a women's medium so him and Fang Fang can go out again.
Ah, Kash Patel, our FBI director. Listen, folks, I want them to win. If they don't win, we all go to prison. That's the reality behind all of this. But winning doesn't look like this. Winning means uprooting all the corruption within the agency, abolishing it like you promised, but you're not going to meet out on that commitment because you're very prideful of the FBI these days. So you're not going to lay us down on that one. You're going to, I guess, have to uproot everything. Now, again, there have been some firings, not enough, though. There have not been reforms made to make sure that whoever shuffles in there next doesn't do what the last administration was doing. So they constantly go out there and they say, "Oh, we've made 5,000 arrests." So they throw these crazy numbers at you as to all these criminals have taken off the street. Keep in mind, a lot of the times these cases begin at a local law enforcement level and the FBI sweeps in and take credit for it. So they add these to their stats as if they were the lead agency, but they weren't the lead agency involved here. But that's what they're touting these days. That's what they're touting these days. It's also worth noting that the FBI, according to reports, has just made an arrest on the J6 pipe bomber story. All of a sudden now they're making an arrest, though, after the Blaze reported an individual that they deemed was the pipe bomber. Now, again, we're not going to show names or show photos, but and just keep it there, guys. Don't go any lower. I want to keep highlighting the fact that this only happened because, guess what? This only happened because if Steve Baker, someone who they do not like at the FBI, with Kyle Serafin backing Steve Baker's report, didn't float out who they thought, who I told you I don't think it's accurate, but again, we're all friends here. I'm not trying to throw shade at them, but I didn't think there was enough there to come out and say a person's name and show her image, but they did. I also told you guys that day that I was being told by four different sources that the name being floated out there was inaccurate. But if you're someone like Kash Patel, whose girlfriend's now suing Kyle Serafin, and Kyle's wrapped up into this story too, you now have a fire under your behind to really resolve this. And I'm pretty sure they only really prioritized this was because it was an opportunity for them to go after Steve Baker and Kyle Serafin. This is my opinion. In my opinion, this became a top priority for the agency, not because of, well, we want to resolve this, because they want to disprove their own reporting. And like I told you guys, I warned you on that Saturday when the story broke. I did tell you that I had a source tell me that the FBI, according to the briefing they received that week, I believe the briefing came about, that they had a different suspect in mind. Now, that suspect is being named in other reports, and we're going to wait to get official confirmation because previously NBC has been wrong, Fox News has been wrong, and then the individual who was wronged by these agencies goes out and sues for defamation. But Carol Markowitz is also reporting that who she believes this is. She's saying it's a Virginia man who was born on July 12th of 95. So we're going to follow it. I will bring you the latest on it once I get official confirmation. When I say official confirmation, I mean, I've already reached out to the FBI for comments. I got my eye. I'm waiting to see if there's any court filings that drop. And then that's when we'll report it to you. Because you have to be certain on these things. Everyone wants to shut down media outlets, especially conservative media outlets. And there's an arsenal of liberal attorneys who will go after as we know. Anyone for anything? So I'm keeping my eye on this. We'll let you know when we get an official word from the agency itself or court filings that are making their way, which would be a Virginia courtroom. Federal courtroom, though. But again, I want to bring it back to Cash Patel because he's obviously facing a lot of backlash. Many of you know he used to be very critical of Christopher Wray's use of that government jet. I saw like at least three interviews of him just going out there and bashing Christopher Wray for using it for personal use. Which, okay, you could do. But now that he's in this position, all of a sudden now he's using the jet and he's not happy because everyone's criticizing him. And again, I believe in just holding everyone to the same set of standards. I hate throwing people under the bus, but the reality of it is he was very vocal. And he made it seem like, in his personal opinion, that using that jet that's funded by both you and I for personal travel was unethical. So now you have Cash Patel jetting across the country with it, going to his girlfriend's singing appearances, going on hunting trips, and apparently, according to reports, using that jet. So he's not happy. But the House Democrats have just recently opened an investigation as early as Monday into Cash Patel. And they are now looking into his personal use of it. Again, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. And then keep in mind, too, in a letter to Patel, the House Judiciary Committee ranking member, Jamie Raskin, is the one who sent it over. He's looking for flight records and internal counts of how often and frequently he used the FBI's Gulfstream G550 for non-official reasons. So again, all it's going to be is just a hit piece on him. It's not illegal. But folks, he set these standards, so I don't have a problem with the criticism. He deemed it as unethical when Christopher Wray was doing it. So now that others are calling it into question, I won't say that it's a person. I don't think it's personal. I think at this point, you set these standards up for yourself. We're the ones having to foot the expense. You deemed it as unethical when it was Christopher Wray doing it. So I think the criticism is warranted. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you want to join the show, give me a call. We're going to be taking your calls in about 5 minutes. So we'll put that number for you up on the screen in just a moment. But call in. We want to keep it relevant to the news topics that are up for discussion. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That's the number you're going to call if you want to join in on the show. Keep it relevant to the news discussions, of course. So look forward to doing just that. Also, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because right now we're celebrating, of course. We have our 12 days of Christmas sale going on right now. It's BOGO. Buy one, get one free on all supplements while supplies last. And we don't know when this is going to be ending, but of course, we're going to be doing a bunch of different sales on the website. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and stock up on all of your supplements. Now is the time to do just that. Every purchase you make gets 50 times entries into the winning of, potentially the winning of, a Jeep and $10,000 in cash. That giveaway is ending in actually 2 days. 2 days. So you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Also, in the meantime, too, if you haven't done so already, download the app. alexjonesapp.com. That's where you're going to go to stay in touch with us. If we ever get our door shut on us, folks, we're just going to move over to the next operation. So head on over, download the app, alexjonesapp.com right now. All right, we got more to discuss, of course, with you guys calling us in. So we'll get to those calls in the next portion of the show. Do not go anywhere. More to discuss.
My fellow info warriors, we are having right now in late November into early December the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
I am in the process of getting confirmation. We obviously told you about the J6 pipe bomber that was arrested. The suspect, they believe. Well, I just got confirmation from the FBI that they did, in fact, arrest the suspect. But the FBI will not tell me whether that suspect is a suspect being named by both NBC News and Fox News right now. Reports just telling me that I could say that the FBI confirmed that an arrest was made earlier this morning. So again, I'm going to reach out to a couple more people to see if this name that's floating around is in fact accurate. But again, they will not give me the actual suspect's name directly. So I'll keep you in the loop on all of that. But we're taking your calls, and I want to kick things off the very first call. Let's turn to Bregan in Wisconsin. Bregan, welcome to the show. All right. Well, it looks like he hung up. Let's go to Nathan in Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Well, my name's Nathan, and I'm in Michigan, but...
Mexico.
Yeah, well, not Mexico.
Mexico sounds warmer. No, maybe change.
Colder. It's only like 19 degrees here right now, so... Yeah, no, my name's Nathan. Actually, you engage with me on X. My handle's Nathan Sweet, my name. And I want to thank you for that. You know, everybody treats me like I'm invisible pretty much on there, but aww. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your professionalism and your journalism. And I think you have been such a great addition to InfoWars.
Well, thank you, Nathan. I appreciate that. That means a lot. So thank you so much. And yeah, you know, I love engaging with everyone on X. So thank you for that. Thank you for not being one of the mean ones.
No, I'm not. And actually, it's kind of, and that's why I'm calling, because I'm one of those realists. I've been listening to InfoWars for over 20 years. I've listened to thousands of hours of congressional hearings, thousands of hours of the stupid media, the propaganda arm of it. And I just don't know how not to black pill. And my thing is I don't see, when President Trump gave an interview before the 2024 election, he said, my success, the retribution will be our success. And I posted that interview on X. And I believe that we are not going to get what we need in order to secure our nation. We have to have these people locked up. We have fully seen the treason. We have seen the crimes committed by these people in plain sight. Just a layperson like me, that's just a normal guy that drives truck, I can see the laws that are being broken, but yet the FBI, our Republican elected representatives, will not represent what we the people want and do. And I'm so struggling to, I try to say, we got to win. You're right. The FBI, we got to hope that they win. Because if not, we're all screwed. Fortunately, I live in the country. It'll come to me last. I got ways and means to be able to take care of myself. Yeah. But it's a struggle to not black pill, because it's just like Eric Swalwell. I mean, the FBI director makes a joke about him with a spy. He has committed treason. That is treason in our country. He knows that's a crime, but he won't do nothing about it. What are we supposed to do with these?
Yeah. Well, Nathan, I mean, you know very well what happens to good Americans who are potentially set up by and targeted by our own federal government. I mean, you're from Michigan. You've got people still literally sitting in prison. We've got two in federal and two in state prison right now for the fake Governor Whitmer kidnapping hoax. So, you know, you guys have learned this lesson, sadly, the hard way. It's actually infuriating when we sit back and here's another, you know, element to add to this as well. When they sit back and tell you, oh, look what we found. Look at, or when Congress goes, oh, look what we got from Pam Bondi's office. Pam Bondi is showing us more in regards to Arctic Frost. Well, why is Pam Bondi showing it to Congress, not showing it to a grand jury? I mean, we haven't heard of any of that. This is, it's a continuous issue. And this is why when midterms come around, you know, Nathan, I don't think it's going to go over well for us. I mean, not even us, because it's a uniparty at this point. But for those who want conservative values upheld, I don't think we have that representation right now in D.C., and it's only going to get worse. And I really try not to be a black pill. You know, this is a couple of months ago, someone called into the show and was really upset with me because said I'm not critical enough of the Trump administration. I need to go harder on them. And I said, you know what? We got to give them some leeway here. They just got there. They need some time. But we're well over 10 months now, and nothing is being done. I mean, literally nothing. Like, let's say they do reindict Tish James again today. Okay, kudos to you. But that's not a key player in the deep state operatives that were going out there and arresting innocent Americans and going after President Trump. Although she did play an element with obviously the lawsuit and whatnot, that's still not someone who is on my checklist of accountability that needs to be held. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's discouraging, and I hate to be a black pill in that sense. But Nathan, you're spot on with all of this. We're not seeing it. It's infuriating to sit here and see Director Patel just kind of lightly laugh it off. I mean, he's laughing it off like it's a normal conversation. So, yeah, Nathan, you're spot on.
I think one of the biggest things, though, is the elections. What's happening in Venezuela, hopefully that exposes everything with Patrick Byrne and Emil Robinson and those guys. But here in Michigan, I was one of the people that actually posted Sheriff Darleaf's letter affidavit. I was the first guy to post that here in Michigan back in 2024. And it got stole. Somebody took credit for it, and then it kind of just got lost out there in ether. And there's actually a lady named Stephanie that you can follow on X, Stephanie Beltnick, BLTNK or something like that. And she's working with a group that's been exposing all of this, because here in my little township in Michigan, there were multiple ID'd people that voted when it went to Lansing. But here's the problem. In my 700 people that voted in my township have a single ID when they vote. So how are these people being added onto our voter rolls? Jocelyn Benson, Gretchen Whitmer have all been exposed for the voter fraud, and nobody's doing nothing. Are our politicians telling us it's time for the people to take care of these people? Because I don't understand. We give people authority to deal with these people that are committing treason and taking over our country. Are they trying to say, you guys need to finally rise up and take care of these people? Because I remember back in Michigan in 2010, when the militias were talking about going and start arresting illegal judges and prosecutors. And I mean, are we getting to that point where the American people are going to have to rise up with weapons and 1,000 men show up at a courthouse and say, these are the prosecutors and these are the judges that are going to get arrested. And if they don't come with us peacefully, this is going to get bad. And I mean, are we at that point? Because this is what I'm struggling with daily, because I'm just like, what are we going to do? I go out and drive my truck and I just feel like it's all for nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me ramble. It's so frustrating living here in Michigan because we know what's going on, and it just is at a point where it's just like, I don't see anybody with power, and we give authority to these people and they just sit on their thumbs and get rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Nathan, you're not alone. You're not alone. I know it's very frustrating. I get frustrated too. I try to be optimistic about it, but I also think it's important to shoot straight with the American people. And when it does get bad, when you can criticize them, I think now's a fair time to do so, that we do just that. You know, I would say not to do that. Here's why. We saw what they do, right? They have no problem throwing Americans in prison cells and just burying them with massive sentences. And so something like that would work towards the left's narrative that we are the violent ones, or that, and that's how they're going to spin it. You know, it doesn't mean that I believe that's what the case is, but that's how they'd spin it. I don't know. I don't know if I have a real answer as to how do we fix this. So it's a toss up for me on that front, but I want to thank you, Nathan, for calling in. Cause of course we appreciate your call, and you know, you share the concerns and the frustrations of many of us. So thank you for that. All right, let's turn to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, welcome to the show. We're thankful for having you on. What can we discuss today with you?
Hi, Brianna. Hi. The main thing that I struggle with when in this operation that has people at my age, which is Gen X, with boomer parents who are, you know, getting care in their homes, and they all still watch CNN, they all still watch MSNBC, and they're being polluted with nothing but lies. Why do I know they're lies? Well, I could tune into InfoWars and hear 30 times during the pandemic, whatever you do, don't take the shot. Mm-hmm. I consider that saving my life. I consider the information I find out on here giving me a sort of a roadmap on how to prepare for the next offensive. One of the things that drives me crazy is that we know there is a law signed by Obama. It's called H.R. 5736, the Smith-Month Act Amendment. The Smith-Month Modernization Act Amendment, and it was signed in, I think, 2012, but went into law in 2013. And what that does is it allows our media to lie to the American citizen. Prior to that, you could turn on the news and take for granted that they were telling you the truth, or at least close to it. They may be moving you in one direction or another, but they would get in trouble if they lied to us. Now, the silver bullet to me, if I'm running the show, is I go on TV, I explain that this law was put in under Obama, all the confusion, all the craziness. Of course, I would let the military know and train them on this, you know, before I would tell the American public. But this allows for the country to be completely separated. The country is completely separated. Fathers from sons, mothers from daughters. If you listen to CNN, you're one person. If you listen to InfoWars, you're a much different person. If you listen to Fox, you're a different person. It's just incredible to me. I grew up in I'm sitting here, I got kids. I got grandkids. You don't think we're all worried about the future, you know? Mm-hmm. And with a government blatantly lying to us constantly, I mean, it's bizarre. And then when an administration that appears to be America First gets in office, you know, we knocked on doors, we went nuts, making sure people voted. Pennsylvania voted for President Trump. So, like, why in the F, if you don't, why in the F is this not brought up?
Yeah.
Why in the F that this crucial fact not talked about at all? As a matter of fact, I'll get shadow banned on social media, X included, if I bring this up. Mm-hmm. So that's a red herring right there. And not sure what to do about it. And I usually out answers, but this one is the most bizarre.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for that. I appreciate you calling in too. I wanted to actually bring this article up because it echoes exactly what you said in your open in regards to the COVID vaccines and how well orchestrated the media was at regurgitating a certain political, or I guess a certain angle is how you kind of say it. They were pushing the jabs and they weren't voicing any type of actual medical concerns. Now, as someone who was there, I've spoken about this openly several times now. So if you've heard this, sorry for the repeat, but while I was there working for Fox Corp, we weren't allowed to have people on who criticized the jabs. And it was one of my many reasons why I walked away. We, in fact, I had no say in it, but they had edited an interview with Peter Navarro where he told young people, don't get the jabs. We don't know the long-term effects. But then there's this article over at The Blaze. The Blaze actually submitted a FOIA request to see more information about the funding. I was being shifted over to a lot of these outlets. And in fact, Fox News is one of the many outlets. In fact, all of the major outlets took money, all of them, except InfoWars. So this money was being issued to anyone who would spew the narrative that the COVID jabs were great and promote them. And in fact, they were given positive coverage. And so when you're wondering, when you're sitting back and you're watching these corporate outlets, you're wondering, how does this happen? A lot of it is at this perspective of, they do have these deep state operatives in there, obviously. But here's the other part. I mean, the other part is that they're all paid and they're using our taxpayer money, shuffled it in, and then they use it to lie to us. And then that's what's going on behind the scenes. So yes, you're spot on. I don't know how we can bat it besides, and thankfully for our audience's support, we're allowed to have this platform here where we speak openly and freely. And that's why Alex is so under attack, is because they don't like that. They don't like the fact that they can't control the narrative, that the government can sit here and offer millions of dollars for anyone who regurgitates their talking points on COVID jabs and other things. And here at InfoWars, we don't take it. We don't take it because our audience is our supporters. It's not some foreign sponsors like you see here. It's literally you guys at home. It's literally you guys at home. So again, that's why our loyalty lies with the people and not with these corrupt corporations, with the governments. And I think that's critical. Alex has done a great job too. It's just worth noting at building his own brand and building his own store where he doesn't, again, have to push things that he doesn't believe in. Obviously, Maha is one of his passions, and that's the reason why you have the supplements, and that's the reason why you have all this great stuff. But again, all these other corporate media outlets, they strongly rely on the people who are sponsoring them, whether it's the government with their propaganda, as you see there. They were obviously financially incentivized to run positive coverage on the COVID jabs. And sadly, that probably cost them thousands of their own viewers' lives, millions injured. In my opinion, that possibly could have happened. It's very, very likely. Of course, the various reports are unreliable, so we don't actually have 100% data to prove, because so many doctors refuse to fill it out. But yeah, I'm with you on that. That's my frustration as well. So how do we push back on it? Well, I mean, we continue to support independent outlets that will not give in. Look at the list from that story. Anyone on that list that you see, any outlet, just don't trust them anymore. Now, again, I reach out for comment on mainstream reports all the time. We have NBC News and Fox News IDing the person they deem as the J6 pipe bomber. I won't tell you the name because if I haven't confirmed it, I'm not going to report it. And I haven't confirmed it. So that's the kind of stuff that you guys have to support. So that's how we change the world. That's how we try to, get everyone on board with all of this. But, teaching your kids, teaching your grandkids, that plays a big, big role in all of this. So thank you for calling. I know it's not exactly what everyone wants to hear, Mike, but we appreciate you calling into the show, of course. So thank you for that. All right, I want to turn to Tim in California. Tim, what's on your mind?
I'm just thinking, Brianna, I'm beaming with pride. I'm just beaming with pride watching you yesterday and then again today. And just, you know, I thought I'd seen enough already. And then I saw all the interviews you did this morning. And it's like, wow. It's just what an outstanding, and you deserve every bit of it. You have worked so hard and you earned it. And here you are. It's just like, wow.
Aw, well, Tim, thank you. That means a lot to me. Yeah, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy. And, you know, that's one of the things I don't think people realize is, you know, corporate media journalists, they have easy access because they have a big name backing them. I am just before, you know, obviously starting the show and hosting the American Journal, which we just recently started doing. I mean, I've been in this just my name alone. And so, yeah, it's been a tough road, but it was very exciting to see. And I appreciate you acknowledging that, Tim. So thank you very much. Thank you for calling, waiting on hold. And thank you for those warm compliments. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let's turn over to Josh in Indiana. Josh, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Brianna, hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. So, like, Nathan called and touched on the subject, and another guy called and touched on the subject. Anyways, so, like, the Ilhan Omar stuff, man, we've been knowing about her for 8 years, like, since she stepped on our U.S. soil, we knew she was crooked. And yet, here we are still talking about her. Maybe launch another investigation, you know what I mean? Like, she has committed fraud, probably coming into the country, and it still commits fraud going on. My next subject would be the, so this whole story with the pipe bomber, Fox News is not saying anything. A lot of outlets are kind of sitting hush hush with the identity. So that being said, you are sitting flush with your sources because you said, what the Blaze was putting out, you felt was wrong. Mm-hmm. So that being said, what does that do to the Blaze and Kyle Seffern if this comes out that they were wrong? Like, what position does that put them in?
So, yeah. So here's the angle on that. First off, Steve Baker, you guys know I have Steve on the show quite often. Love him. Kyle, you know, we've been friends since he's come forward. We've used him, obviously, for his background, his acknowledgement, a lot of things. So, I just want to keep disclaiming that this isn't a personal attack on them. This is something that I was told by sources not to jump on. Four different people reached out to me who do work in agencies across the federal government, warning me just to kind of steer clear of the actual report itself. So I want to keep driving that point home that I reach out for comments and I constantly am vetting stories. As many of you guys know, like the ID that they're now dropping out there, NBC News is putting it out there. I think Fox just put it out in a tweet, but I'm not going to run the name only because I haven't fact checked it myself. This is what I do. Anytime you put up a name, I've taken defamation courses. You put up a name or you put out a photo, you open yourself up to liability. And those lawsuits, sadly, are insane. And if you get it into the wrong courtroom as conservatives, we don't have a shot in hell. As you saw play out in lawsuits before, these liberal lawyers who their passion is to take out conservative journalists and outlets are going to push to do just that. So I try my very best to be as careful as I can to avoid all of this. I love Steve Baker, have him on the show, praise his work, was the only journalist outside of the Blaze to actually go to the courtroom when he was arrested for January 6th, first reporting on January 6th. I sat there as an ally of Steve and wanted to be his biggest advocate for him because he didn't have anyone else really standing up for him, which I thought was kind of weak of other journalists. But with that said, I always like to put both sides out there and I'm always going to reach out for comment. And I wanted to make sure that I was reaching out to people before I jumped on board. I even reached out to the individual the female that they named in their report. I called her. I left her a voicemail or tried leaving her voicemail, but she hung up halfway through the voicemail. I sent her multiple text messages and I wanted to hear her perspective because I think that's fair. I also reached out to the individual who Kyle Seffern did say that he was surveilling. I don't think he dropped a name, though, specifically, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, we were able to look back and I had my PI that I work with help me in that sense. So we were able to ID the person. And I tried reaching out there, too. I'm always going to do that. Okay. With that said, I don't know what happens. I'm going to pray for them because I know how vicious this can be. I love both, and I continue to say that they do produce great work. And so I hope that this doesn't lead to anything. But we all know that the left is evil, that they have evil on their side and evil in their heart. And so, you know, we hope that nothing happens here. We hope that they're okay. But the reality is, too, is keep in mind this, and I'm not going to sit here and I want to make sure we include this bit. Although that the FBI has made an arrest, it's a suspect, and this person's going to have their day in court, and they actually might be innocent. Now, why all of a sudden, and this is to be fair as well, why all of a sudden now are they making this arrest? Because keep in mind, I got on a call with someone that day that Steve made the announcement, put out a story on the Blaze, and someone told me that the FBI had briefed them and that the FBI had told them specifically that there was someone who they already had in mind as a suspect. So the FBI had another name in mind as a suspect, another person. So why didn't they make that arrest? Is it likely that this arrest was just expedited because Kyle Serafin, someone we all know is not liked by the FBI, is actually, in fact, hated, came out with his own report and said, you know, I was actually investigating the home next door where this woman that they claimed was the individual where she lived. Now, again, did that expedite them? Probably. In my opinion, of course. And I know Steve probably reached out to the FBI for comment. So if they didn't believe that this was the right person, they should have told him. I don't know if they did. But again, the arrest should have been made prior to Steve's report. Steve, with the best intention, put that report out because he wanted the FBI to get back in this case. And so, you know, I'll leave it at that. I want to thank you for calling in, of course, Joshua. Thank you. But it breaks my heart. It's going to be a heck of a fight, but it's worth fighting. And we're going to see. I mean, they could just be making an arrest of an individual who had nothing to do with this, just to kind of fend off and to still go after Steve and Kyle. Again, I don't know. That's my theory. It's my opinion. It's not a fact. I'm not saying I have background information on that, but that is what my opinion is. They don't like Kyle Serafin. We see that through the lawsuit that's currently pending. So thank you for calling in on that front, folks. Everyone on the lines, we're down to the last couple of seconds here. So I want to thank you all for calling in. Of course, we will try to do this again tomorrow, as always. So I'll be trying to take your calls tomorrow. So thank you for everyone who called into the show. In the meantime, folks, I want to remind you to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now because we have our 12 days of Christmas sale going on right now, which means BOGO on all supplements going on for the next few hours. So you're going to want to lock in these savings right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over there and stock up on all your favorite supplements. I'll be back in my chair in studio tomorrow, so make sure you tune in to the American Journal. And in the meantime, though, stay put. Alex is next on the Alex Jones Show.
Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning if each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo on this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, hot cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.